This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting from the Shaw's Star Market Studios, the home of Dale and Keith, middays 10 to 2. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston, a radio.com sports station.
This hour, the Great Cup Morning Show brought to you by 495's Black Friday event. Get your new Jeep, SUV, or Ram truck today.
I know we're going to play really, really hard, and we've been playing a lot smarter. Those two penalties were costly, and we've been a really good tackling team. And in this ball game, we were not a very good tackling team. But offensively, it's just a matter of each and every week if the quarterback plays well or not, and our job is to get him, make sure he's comfortable, and let him play well.
In California with an aching in my heart.
That's Bruce Arians on his radio show in Tampa on WDAE Wiggy, and he can't help himself. That was late yesterday. He can't stop throwing Tom Brady under the bus.
And you never hear him throw any other players under the bus.
Do you?
He does.
He talked about Gronk a little bit, right?
He said Gronk had no separation. He couldn't.
Right. But I mean, certainly it seems to be, it's all Tom.
Right. And that's the thing. It's about, we're only going to be as good. We're only going to be as good as our quarterback plays, and if he's able to read coverages, and it's just got to be, for a former player being in a situation knowing that, like, all right, there are the meetings afterwards behind closed doors where the coach says you got to do this, you got to do this better. You know, we expect more out of you. But when he starts to go out there and talk about you on radio shows and about how you don't really got it. And you're Tom Brady, the guy who's the greatest quarterback of all time. That's got to hit different. I don't care what anybody says. That hits different.
Curtis, there's no way that he thought this would be what it was.
I didn't think it was going to be like this, but hearing Ken, who's known Arians for a while, covering him in Pittsburgh, this is how he reacts and deals with players. He's bluntly honest. I think he's an idiot. He's one of my turkeys. My number one turkey of the year, which is blown up. And I think that... I don't know. Brady told Willie McGinnis that he thought it was fine. It motivated him. I don't know if that's totally true. I think that's Brady being Brady. But this is something where Arians is trying to preserve his legacy right now. It's not about the team. It's about himself.
Greg, it's time for Curtis to admit Brady made the wrong decision to leave New England. He should have put the pride aside and taken the one-year deal. I'd like to hear Curtis admit that mistake right now.
Absolutely not.
Never.
With this offense, they don't even have a tight end.
Look what's
their
happening.
Their best receiver is Damir Bird.
I mean, is it possible that Arians is just, like, trying to show that he's in charge? Like, is he threatened by Tom Brady?
Sounds it.
Yeah, and for it to happen once, like, where you throw one of your players under the bus, all right, I mean, I don't agree with that, but I can see that when it happens once. But it seems like every time with, every loss, it's well, Brady didn't do this, Brady
it's
didn't
like
do that.
It's like it's his M.O.
Yeah, and it's like, and knowing Tom and the type of player he is and how much work he puts in, when you say that the quarterback doesn't know what the coverage is, aren't you questioning how much work that person puts in as far as knowing the game?
Yeah, I think you are. You're talking about the greatest to ever play the position. Here's Arians yesterday talking about
Tom Brady not understanding or being confused by the coverages?
Other than the deep ball, I think he's getting confused a few times with coverage. That might be causing some inaccurate balls, but I don't see it at all in practice. We're not missing the deep ball in practice, that's for sure. So it's just a matter on Sundays hitting them.
There's been a lot of criticism with some former players of Tom's that saying that really this offense isn't fitting what he does best. What would you say to them?
Whatever they want. I mean, he can do anything, so it's not like he can't do it. I see him do it all the time. He was doing it in September, so it hasn't changed.
So, Wiggy, is that a big deal, the, you know, the long ball?
Yeah, I mean, think about this. In the Rams game, there were probably about four or five long passes I saw him throw. One was way out of bounds to Mike Evans. The other one was almost intercepted to Mike Evans. There was one that was kind of underthrown to Mike Evans. It just seems like...
The official stats, by the way, Greg, the last 4 weeks for Brady on passes 20 yards or more in the air, he is 1 for 19.
Yeah,
1 for 19.
1 for 19.
Yeah, it's bad.
Wow.
And the thing about it, and the thing is that you see him throwing those because with Bruce Arians' offense, that's what it is. We have to. How many times did you see Brady throw the ball downfield last year? Not that many.
Not a lot.
No, because that's not really like. I mean, he has the skill to do it. Not that he can't do it, but you know that's not his strong point. You know that's not. So why not take advantage of what he does well rather than force him to do something that he doesn't do particularly well?
And then Joe Judge, those comments Joe Judge gave to Michael Silver of NFL Network, the Giants coach, he said, Brady, we always thought he was a product of the system. His shortcomings include throwing deep, throwing outside the numbers, and moving in the pocket. This stuff doesn't come out if he doesn't go to Tampa, Curtis. If he stays in New England, Joe Judge doesn't. That stuff starts to ring true. It sounds like it's accurate.
This is Mike from Connecticut. What's up, Mike?
Good morning, everyone. Happy.
Oh.
That was me. That was my fault.
Was that you?
Oh. I was going to say, how do we get a dial tone? No one has a landline anymore.
Jeez, I got to get on the board.
What the heck is wrong with you, Ken?
Thumb mistake.
Nice enough guy.
What an idiot.
By the way.
He's calling back right now.
By the way, Danielle, there is, I don't know if it's still going on, but there was a bad accident this morning on 128. Is that accurate?
Yes. Route 128 in Newton. There was a dump truck that rolled over on the southbound side of the highway.
Okay.
Mass State Police were on scene, Newton Fire on scene. It looked like it was a pretty messy situation. To my knowledge, they are still dealing with that. It hasn't cleared yet, so I'm expecting the traffic is kind of a nightmare through that stretch.
According to AAA, a mere 48 million people will take to the roads today.
That's it?
Wow. People are not celebrating Thanksgiving. They're not traveling to celebrate Thanksgiving, Ken. Just 48 million Americans are going to get on the road and go somewhere today.
Mm-hmm. 2 weeks later.
all right. Mike is back, I think. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Sorry, Ken hung up on you. I apologize.
No, I just read it. It's all good.
Yeah.
So I was reading Ken's piece this morning about Brady should have stayed in New England. I agree with him, but the same token, I disagree with him. Look, guys, honestly, I think Brady just wanted to leave, regardless of Belichick could have offered him more than he wanted. I think Brady wanted to try something different, and right now the grass is not greener on the other side,
yeah.
And that's on him. We have to hold him responsible for him saying, okay, I wanted to leave, go to Tampa, and now you have four losses. You're going to go to wild card. You're not going to win the division, and you're probably going to get out in the wild card and divisional round. And then – would the same outcome would have happened if he stayed in New England? Maybe, but he would have at least won the division. So what do you all think about that?
Yeah, I mean, Ken, your column this morning, essentially you believe that Tom Brady regrets his decision.
I don't know if he does regret it, but he made a mistake. I mean, he chose wrong. I mean, if the caller's right and he's back here and they win the division, obviously he's getting praised. If they're 4-6, I don't think he's taking the abuse he's taking now.
Oh, God.
He has a super team, and people are saying, you've got to win with this team.
Curtis,
people
you'll be all right.
People would look at Brady here and say, Belichick didn't get him the weapons or what,
right.
a number of things.
So he'd have a built-in excuse here is what you're saying.
Yes,
totally.
Because there's no – and we talked about this, like, you know, Bill v. Brady, but it's always going to be that – Tom put himself together with a super team, right? That's, and then their defense is pretty good. So not only do they have a super team on offense, but they got a very good team on defense. So the expectations for Brady, we've already said it. Some people penciled them to be in the Super Bowl. I mean, I think I penciled them, Tampa Bay, to be in the Super Bowl. And if they get bounced in the first round, if they're a wild card team and they're going on the road playing wherever and they get bounced, you know, people are going to look at this and go, what did Tom do? I mean, this is clearly going to, you know, it's not going to ruin his legacy, but it's going to be something that people do remember. When he left Belichick and he went to Tampa Bay, he was squeaked in as a wild card and got bounced in the first round.
With all that talent.
I'm
yes,
just going to read
the super,
something.
With a super team.
If I may interject
Curtis.
Bombardment of hate of Tom Brady.
Nobody hates. Everybody loves Tom Brady.
He should be here, Curtis.
It's okay to talk about this, Curtis.
Okay. These are four men, the four people in the history of the National Football League that played at their 43-aged year.
Warren Moon.
Warren Moon played in one game as a backup. He threw three passes and completed one of them for 20 yards.
Okay.
Doug Flutie played as Tom Brady's backup. He completed 5 passes. Vinny Testaverde played in 3 games as a backup, threw 3 passes for 29 yards. And George Blanda, who played like 90 years ago, and he played, I believe, 14 games. He did not start a single one at quarterback. Those are the players in the history of the NFL who have started or played a quarterback at Tom Brady's age.
Yeah.
Tom Brady this season has 20, what is it? I don't even know how many. 25 touchdowns, 9 mm-hmm. interceptions. That's never even come close to even being approached in the history of the game. But you're talking about this as a slight on his legacy?
But he's 1 for 19 when it comes to the deep ball?
1 for 19.
Oh, yeah, that'll be in the story. 1 for 19 of the deep ball. He's got 25 touchdowns and 9 interceptions.
Is he having fun? Does he look like a guy who's enjoying
it? No.
Is he being appreciated?
He's doing something that has never been done
He's
before.
Miserable, Curtis. He's stiffing quarterbacks' handshakes
after
games.
People around
here
who have jobs because of the greatness of Tom Brady are sitting here saying, oh, it's so great he's failing in Tampa. Pathetic.
And that's not you, Ken.
But Curtis, when you think about this, right, weren't people's expectations of him going down there, and it was that with the talent that they had, they were going to be a Super Bowl contender?
Yes.
And that
They were going to be the first team to play in a Super Bowl in their own city. That's what everybody said.
Well, right, and the Patriots were expected to win the division, right?
But no, I don't think so. I don't think the expectations for Brady and what he was doing were way greater than what Belichick was doing.
I didn't say that wasn't true, but I said that people still expected the Patriots to be competitive in the AFC East.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that part of it, but still.
And they haven't been. No, but I mean, that is the whole part of it, though, Wiggy. Like, we've talked about the Brady side. Now let's talk about Belichick.
But when you think about when you were looking at this going into this season, there was a chance that the Patriots weren't going to be competitive because of the fact that they didn't have the
not
talent.
Not according to you, not according to most of the national.
Not many people, but it wasn't many because they didn't have the talent. Everybody expected Tom Brady to be a Super Bowl contender.
We're talking about Belichick. They were
expected but we're talking about Brady, though. But we're talking about Brady now.
We're talking about expectations for each.
Yeah, but the expectations for Brady were far greater than
I already said that, but the Patriots have not lived up to whatever the expectations people had for them.
But I don't think there were a lot of people that go, oh, well, you know what? I didn't see that. I could see that coming.
Greg said 8-8.
They're probably going to be 8-8.
Right.
That's what I thought Bill would get you 8 wins.
There were a lot of people.
Curtis predicted MVP for Brady and Super Bowl appearance. That's the expectation,
right.
Curtis.
Yes, and that's what everybody thought.
Right, and Curtis also predicted what 4-12 for the Patriots.
5-11.
5-11. Right, so the expectations for the Patriots, you know, from a lot of people, except maybe me and Fitzy, were low. I mean,
I will live through anything. I will even be walked like a dog, like I was 7 years ago. I will not have Jermaine Wiggins criticize my predictions when nobody in the history
I'm not criticizing them
has been more wrong than you have.
No, I'm not criticizing. I'm just
Christian, who's going to join us in 15 minutes, had him at 8-8. Also
at 8-8, Lou had him at 6-10.
Right. Right.
Rich had him at 5-11. Dale had him at 4 wins. So when people were looking at the Patriots, there weren't a lot of people that were going, oh, the Patriots are going to win this division. They're going to win this division. When they looked at Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, everybody had them at 12-4, winning the NFC, being the best team in the NFC. So I think there are more people that are looking at the Brady situation and going, what the hell's going on there?
We'll have to ask Foyer about this, but a 505 texter said he brought up yesterday that every quarterback who plays under Arians has their worst season when it comes to throwing interceptions.
Oh, that was Keyshawn Johnson who brought that up first.
Oh, it was Keyshawn? Okay.
Yep.
So that includes Peyton Manning and Carson Palmer? Manning play for Arians?
Yeah, when did Peyton Manning play for Bruce Arians?
2012. No, he wasn't on the team then. I don't know.
Yeah. Here's Derek, the Steelers fan. Hello, ooh. Derek.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Same to you, bud.
Good morning, Derek.
Same to you, D.
I should be preparing a high school football team to play in a huge game, but instead, I'm sitting in Columbus, Georgia. But anyway, Hilldog.
Yes.
If I could, before I get to pretty, you know, I just want to say, you know, to you, for people that, you know, didn't know what you brought to the table before you went to EEI, you are truly a man of the listeners. And it's proven time and time again. And I just think that it was different for people like Curtis and Ken to see how much you do let the listeners interact with your show, which is probably why you've been on the air for 30 years.
Oh, thank you, Derek. It's a very nice thing to say. I really appreciate that.
Well, no, it's true. It's 100% true. You're not like most hosts in this town that, you know, it's all about them and what their show and blah, blah, blah. You have always been a true man of the people's airways, and I salute you for that.
Well, it's because, Derek, it's because I'm a blue-collar guy.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Just because you're wearing a blue gator today doesn't make you blue-collar.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, my God. So I love, you know, only Patriot fans are sitting here claiming that Pretty is, like, doomed. You know, it's the sky is falling. I'm sorry. He played the one of the best defenses with probably the best defensive player in the last, I don't know, 20 years. So they lost. But slow down with writing them off. They're still going to make the playoffs. They may end up getting the Saints. They're, what, 2 games back of them now with the loss?
Yeah.
Mr. Know-it-all did. Right? So please, I would slow down on, you know, Tommy's so sad because he's not with Bill, and they'd be winning. Anybody could win that division. The AFC East has been the crutch of this franchise for the past 20 years, and now Pretty seeing that, yeah, there's actually competition in the regular season. I think they're going to be fine,
but
they probably still get to the Super Bowl.
But do you, you know, Ken's column this morning at WEEI.com is that Tom Brady made a mistake. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
The only person in that franchise that made a mistake was drunk guy Bobby worrying about some, you know, misdemeanor down in Florida. Meanwhile, the greatest professional athlete in the history of this country walked out the door.
Preach.
That's the mistake. You don't get, Hilldog, they don't get that last final game. Pretty riding off into the sunset, you know, the jumbotron full of, you know, fans. I love it. They didn't get it. They thought they were going to get it. But guess what? Bobby dropped the ball.
Because he could have fixed it. He could have stepped in and fixed it.
He could have easily fixed it. And he should still be here. There's no way you can tell me that a kid that 20 years with a franchise, 6 championships, and this is coming from somebody who has been painfully watching this for 20 years. How that guy gets left the building, it's beyond me. It's crazy.
Yeah. All right, Derek.
So happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Derek, have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you after the holiday. All right, thank you. This is AJ from Falmouth. What's up, AJ? All right, AJ is not there. How about Andrew from Maine? What's up, Andrew?
Yeah, I don't think that anyone could fairly say that Tampa Bay and New England were comparable going into this, and I disagree with Wiggy. I mean, if you had Tampa Bay, who was playing with a completely stacked deck, versus New England, who couldn't get it done with Tom. So who expected New England to get it done with Cam, especially where you had teams like the Bills improving? I don't see how you could compare them to Tampa Bay at all, and it would be unfair for Bill to have that type of an expectation on him to make the playoffs compared to Tampa Bay.
I think there was a much higher expectation on Tom Brady in the Bucs. I think Wiggy is right about that.
Right, and I think that's all we were talking about, right? When we look, when going into the season, I had the Bucs as being one of the best teams in football, not just the NFC, but one of the best teams in football. All that talent, the greatest quarterback of all time. I'm like, all right, they should be able to roll. They're going to be dominant. They should be able to win that division down there. And now, listen, are they having a good year? Yeah, they're having a good year. But when you look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, do they look like a Super Bowl caliber football team?
Well, obviously not after that loss, you know, on Monday night. But I think
wait till the Chiefs this weekend. Think, oh boy,
I think I mean, if he's really carve has, him up.
Have they beaten a good team?
I'd say Green Bay was their best win.
Yeah, maybe the one of the best teams in the AFC. They blew them out. But
yeah,
the other thing is that if you look at that board, which is somewhat not accurate in there with the records, the Monday morning following the close Seahawks moral victory by the Patriots, Jermaine Wiggins started that day by saying that Brady and Cam were giving the bird to the NFL who were doubting them. And the talk in this town following that game and the Chiefs game was very different than what you're hearing now.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, Bruce Arians can't help himself, apparently, when it comes to throwing Tom under the Buccaneers bus. So
total turkey.
Ken's right. Wait till they get the Chiefs on Sunday.
Woo! We will be joined by Christian Fourier from the afternoon show next. And
Christian's going to move back, actually, to 9:30. He's got family issue. Nothing serious, but he's taking.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he's brining the turkey.
Could be Brian the turkey.
It's all them damn kids.
Maybe he's making the stuffing.
Could be still mad at you and is tweaking you by delaying an hour.
Listen,
I don't know.
I said this and I mean it. If Christian feels like I said something inappropriate, I will offer him my deepest apology. I will do that on the air when he joins us at 9:30 this morning. But right now, Ken, and what is trending?
Patriots head coach Bill Belichick joins Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier every Monday afternoon. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Details and authorized Subaru retailers at subaruofnewengland.com. Here's that Keyshawn audio with Dale O'Keefe discussing Bruce Arians and quarterbacks in their first year with him. I didn't know this.
I go back to Bruce Arians' system and what happens to quarterbacks in their first year under his tutelage. For the first time, they throw record-breaking interceptions for their careers. I mean, just look at the list when I get off the phone with you, whether it's Carson Palmer, whether it's Andrew Luck, Ben Roethlisberger, Peyton Manning, anybody that's been around him in their first year, whether he's the quarterback coach or the offensive coordinator or the head coach, Jameis Winston threw 30 picks in his first year with him. You look at that list, and you could certainly see why I'm saying what I'm saying.
Curtis, that's why Tom Brady was so excited to be playing for an offensive-minded coach for the first time in his career, if you remember.
I think we're going to get to Baker's reaction to COVID.
Curtis is struggling this morning. Practice for the Patriots, 12:35.
Well,
that's a good point. Thanksgiving games tomorrow, by the way. Texans at the Lions, Washington at Dallas. Those are terrible games at 12:30 and 4:30. What are you going to watch, Hillman?
I'm going to watch. I watch football on Thanksgiving. Who doesn't? It doesn't matter if they're good games or bad games. I watch football on Thanksgiving.
Texans at Lions. I mean, I guess you watch Patricia and Stafford.
Maybe football. You watch football on Thanksgiving. That's what you do.
Greg's going to have his whole family and force them to watch Undoing and come up with theories for the finale.
I'm going to turn the volume down so that nobody alerts the cops that we're watching football together in the same room. I don't want the cops to come and arrest everybody.
Is this the year Rodney Harrison or Richard Seymour get in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Down to the final 25.
I mean, what do you think, Wiggy? Richard Seymour should be in there, right?
Seymour should be in there. And I think Harrison should be. But, you know, the Hall of Fame, you kind of never can tell. as far as you know who they're going with. But I think Seymour should definitely be Seymour before Harrison. I would have Seymour because he was one of the most dominant defensive tackles in the NFL.
The drug test for Harrison may get in the way for some voters. You know,
maybe.
Yeah, that could be an issue for some people.
Atlanta Hawks continue to beef up in the East. They add Bogdan Bogdanovich, 4 years, $72 million. Rajon Rondo went there as well. And as of yet, Gordon Hayward to Charlotte, not official. So very strange. Maybe still a sign-and-trade being worked out. New England Revolution, a 2-0 upset win in the MLS playoffs in Philly. They broke a 6-year postseason drought with that victory last week, and now they are on to the Eastern Semis Saturday, 3 p.m. And that's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Y'all know me, still the same OG, but I've been low key, hated on by most these with no cheese, no deals and no G's, no wheels and no keys, no boats, no snowmobiles and no skis. Mad at me because I can finally afford to provide my family.
Well, hopefully, if you're getting on the road today and traveling over the river and through the woods for Thanksgiving, you'll have an easier day than you have in the past. But I don't know. I mean, when AAA says that 48 million people are going to drive somewhere, I don't think it's going to be any different than any other year. Although, certainly, Ken was somewhat alarmed by the people who were waiting in line to fly. There were 6.3 million people who have flown in this country for Thanksgiving, and so I think that's something that wasn't expected also.
2 weeks later.
You see this video
that we just
retweeted from the show account?
No. Dude, this looks 10 times worse than a COVID testing site.
What is it?
It's the turkey pickup line at Raymond's Turkey Farm in Methuen. It goes like around the parking lot and down the street. Like,
damn.
Down the street.
Well, what are, I mean,
especially
that's,
in Haverhill, for crying out loud.
Well, it's probably because of the extra 6 feet. Do they have those little social distance stickers on the sidewalk there in Methuen?
There is no line which telling you which way to walk, so people are totally confused.
They have no clue. Look at that.
This is insane. There's got to be 1,000 people, at least.
And this is for people just picking up turkeys?
Just picking up turkeys, baby.
God, man. Who waits to the last minute to do everything? Why do you
A lot of times for the, like places like this will have you can't pick it up until like the day before or 2 days before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's when it's fresh, Wiggy. Like they just cut the thing's head off. That's why they go pick it up at the turkey farm.
It's still running around. They have one turkey that's actually running down the line to the 137th person waiting.
So your turkeys of the year.
I mean, the people in line are going to be the turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
Pick it up at the grocery store when it's frozen. Make life nice and easy for yourself.
Well, some people want it off the farm, Wiggs.
Wiggy, yes. Do you do any cooking on Thanksgiving, or is it all the talented Mrs. Wiggins?
No, I do no cook. I can't cook. I'm not a cook at all. No.
I got a request earlier for you to share the Black Mac recipe from Mrs. Wiggins. Maybe we could get her to do it on the show.
Yeah, she. I'm a horrible cookie. You don't want me cooking nothing for you. Well, maybe on a grill. That's about all I can give you.
So we just basically missed everything you just said, Greg.
Well, maybe at 9. would Mrs. Wiggins share the Black Mac recipe at 9?
Yeah, I can get the recipe. That's not a problem. She'll give you the recipe.
You seem kind of reluctant.
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
No. You just look like I can't even. You just sunken down in your chair and like. I don't know,
Danielle. I'm not
mine.
I'm not a fan of working from the
dungeon,
the basement. Yeah,
you don't like it?
Nah, I'm not a fan of it.
How come?
I don't know. I like being in the studio. I like that. I don't like sitting there in front of a computer.
You can go back in. Stay away from Ken. Greg doesn't care. I'll stay home and put weird stuff in my background. It works out.
Well, listen, I got 7 days is what the CDC tells me. So 7 to 10 days. So I'm almost at my Monday. I'll be at my 10 days from when I tested positive.
Okay.
Well, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. This is Jamie from Rhode Island. What's up, Jamie?
Greg, thank you and your dais for all you've done in the spirit of Thanksgiving, all you've done in the past, and the monies you've raised for the pandemic. And I think now is a fitting time to thank you and not forget about and appreciate all you've done for everybody.
Oh, I feel like there's something else coming at the end of this. I really
like,
do.
What's the catch?
Is that one of Danielle's plants?
It is.
Not at all.
All right.
Just a thank you. You deserve it.
Oh, thank you, Jamie. I always all I do is talk.
Yeah,
that's flap it. My gums.
Yeah, all you do is talk about food. I mean, let's qualify it with something. Did you see the Thanksgiving food ranking, by the way, that came out, the study? So they did, it was kind of like how we did the, actually, we didn't do a bracket for the bar pizza thing, but we did a lot of food brackets on the old show.
Yeah.
And they surveyed, I don't know, like 1,300 people on 42 different foods, and they did it in a bracket format, and they came up with the best Thanksgiving foods. I figured we could go over the list quick if you want. I don't think there's going to be any massive surprises in here.
I mean, yeah, did you see anything that really surprised you? That's what would be interesting to me.
I guess what I would say the most interesting thing of this to me is that bread or rolls came in at number 4.
Yeah, because it's because you're sopping up gravy.
Right.
You have to have hot rolls with butter to soak up the gravy.
The rolls are key. We get ours from Texas Roadhouse.
You've never mentioned that. That's so surprising.
Yes. That's where we get our rolls for Thanksgiving.
You get that cinnamon butter, don't you?
Do you put
the cinnamon butter on your grilled cheese?
No, but I mean, I would. I don't mind. I love the cinnamon butter.
Mm-hmm. What were the top 5?
Turkey came in at number 1. It won 83% of its mashup. Matchups.
Yeah.
Mashed potatoes, 78% of its mashups.
No surprise there.
Stuffing or dressing, 77%. Bread and rolls came in at number 4. And ham, Wiggy's favorite, came in at number 5, 67%.
I don't understand people who do ham for Thanksgiving.
Ham is more Easter for me.
Yeah, ham is Easter, right?
I think there's a lot of people that just don't like turkey.
Yeah, I prefer the ham over the turkey any day of the week.
And you don't get the tryptophan with the ham.
You do, Wiggy? You prefer ham over turkey?
Yeah, I do.
You too, Curtis?
I'm doing a roast tomorrow. I hate turkey.
Bring him out. Look at that beautiful, beautiful bird. Oh, so lucky. That is a lucky bird.
That's actually the turkey that I pardoned because I'm not eating it.
Oh, yeah, I prefer ham, Greg. I mean, I don't mind turkey. Don't get me wrong, but I much rather go for the ham than I do the turkey.
Thanksgiving.
Why, Ken? Why would you guess all of these people are traveling when they were told not to?
Well, you've influenced the.
It's me.
Public.
It's my
COVID
fault.
Fatigue.
It's my fault.
Yeah, I think people are just tired of it.
Well, do you think that they've chosen getting together with their family to be more important than protecting others? Or, I mean, what do you think so?
They've done studies on the psychology that, like, once deaths hit a critical point, people are less empathetic to the people dying than if there are fewer people or even one. I've seen studies on this.
Really?
I also think that there are a good chunk of people that are going to be traveling for Thanksgiving that have been adhering to the guidelines and staying home and not going out to, like, restaurants and everything else, but they're just taking this as an exception, and they're going to go to the Thanksgiving at their relative's house and then come home and continue to stay home and do the stuff that they've been doing. I think a lot of people are just going to break their self-imposed quarantines for this one day because for them it's something special.
Can we just go back to what Ken just said? He said that the people that are traveling to visit relatives on Thanksgiving have been desensitized to death.
Yes, that's why
they're going.
Yes, that's true.
That's right.
Okay.
Scientifically studied.
Okay.
I think the people are just, you know, the one thing that having the COVID has obviously, like, shown me is that the being quarantined for, you know, 10 to 14 days will drive you absolutely crazy.
The fact that
I want to get out of the house so bad is like I'm pulling my hair out. And I think a lot of people are just at the point where they can't take being in no more.
You need a disguise.
You got to dress up like Aunt Kathy.
You need like a fake mustache or something like that.
No, I mean, but you can't do it anyways just because... You know, you don't want to, you know, contaminate anybody. But I think
2 weeks later,
they get tired of it, man. I feel like I'm going crazy over here.
I know. I feel like we need to cheer you up a bit.
Well, I mean, you're almost there. It was last Friday.
Thursday.
The last time you were. Well, when was the last time you were in the studio? A week ago. A week ago Friday, right?
Yeah.
A week ago Friday. So.
Right. Thursday's when I tested positive.
Yeah. But is it from the test that you have to quarantine or from when, or we can't identify when you got it, right?
Well, no, I thought it was from the test.
Yeah.
Because they told my son he's good to go actually today on his birthday.
Oh, really? Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. That would be his 10 days from when he tested because he tested positive on Sunday. So then I guess, you know, 10 days after that, I believe, is today.
Did you get him a PCR test for his birthday?
Ken, remember a few weeks ago when you went on a trip?
I went on a very...
That was okay, right?
A contaminated trip, yeah.
That was all right?
At the time, yeah. Pennsylvania was in decent shape.
Oh, okay.
It was illegal.
We weren't in the red zone then.
We were not in the red zone.
Or in the orange or the yellow or whatever it is.
Nope.
All right. If you want to be on the show this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. If you're traveling against guidance or following guidance, whatever it is, and you want to take us with you, and you're not sure that you'll be able to hear this show on the radio, a reminder that you can stream it at any time at weei.com or on the radio.com app. So download the radio.com app, favorite WEEI, and you can take us wherever you go for the holidays.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
These conversations kill, falling faster in my
coming up at 9:30, we'll see how long Foyer thinks Bruce Arians lasts in Tampa Bay, or whether it's Tom that goes. What was the? What did you say earlier, Ken? Maybe Tom Brady comes back here, and Josh McDaniels is his head coach.
I don't. I think there's a possibility. if it really goes bad, small chance.
Never.
Both come to their senses and say, let's do it again. Run it back one more year. Edelman, Gronk, and Brady.
Yeah, I don't think so. Nice to dream about, but...
Not so much.
Christian Fourier at 9:30 on today's show. This is Bill from Newton. What's up, Bill?
Guys, I just want to kind of defend Ken for what he was saying about people being desensitized to all the to death in a situation like this, yes. And Curtis was making fun of him.
Yes.
Quick example, like 20 years ago, somebody walks into a bar, a restaurant, a school, and shoots it up. It's a national story, like, oh my God, I can't believe this happened. Fast forward to before COVID, and nobody even bats an eye. Happens every other week. Nobody, it's not a big deal. We get mass shootings every day.
Yeah.
COVID right now, at the beginning, you had 3 or 4 people dying, and everyone's like, oh my God, this thing's actually killing people. Now we got 2,000 people a day dying, and people are just like, it is what it is. This is the America we live in right now. People are going to die every day until there's a vaccine, and they are absolutely desensitized to the death.
Yeah.
My point, Bill, if I could, is just that what Ken was saying was that the people that are driving to see their family today are doing so.
I thought he meant in general, like, people are going to go because they're just not worried anymore, because if it happens, it happens. So many people are dying. I mean, I'm going to go into a restaurant not worried about getting shot up. 20 years ago when Columbine happened, people didn't want to send their kids to school.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you look at air travel and 6.3 million people that have done that or are going to do that, I think that's have done that, right?
I think that was this weekend, 6 million people.
And then
this past weekend.
And then 48 million people driving. And then you have to consider how many people one is going to have in the home for Thanksgiving, you know?
I mean, I would be interested, Greg, for your listeners, our listeners, to hear them. How many of the people in our audience right now are doing exactly what Governor Baker is asking of you? You are staying home.
I bet there's a lot of people that are, Curtis, because it's Massachusetts.
I bet you 70-30 people are, 70% of our audience is doing something similar to what they would have done in the past.
So when you say doing what you're supposed to be doing, you're, for tomorrow's meal, you're only supposed to have your family, your household family members there, correct?
Those that you live with.
Those that you live with.
Yes.
Does that include college kids? I mean, can you have, are you supposed to?
Because they wouldn't live with you, right?
Right.
Wouldn't it have to be people that live with you under that roof every single day? If your kid's in college and coming home for the holidays, he or she don't technically live with you.
Yeah, I mean, I bet I would guess that if we took calls, most people are probably following that guidance.
Really? I mean, no, I would disagree with that.
You
I think
would?
Most yeah,
really?
I would think most people are gonna do Thanksgiving as they've done it in the past. Maybe so not as big.
So with like 10 or 15 family members.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, if their family lives close by, and I think somebody's going to have a family gathering for, 10, 15, maybe 20. I think most people are probably going that road.
We're asking you to spend Thanksgiving in person with only your current household. I know it's tough not to have those extended family traditions, especially with all that we've been through this year in particular, but they present a big risk factor.
Marty just announced arrest for anybody who was caught listening to the Van Morrison lockdown song.
Van Morrison banned.
Dunstan.
Banned in Boston.
I mean, on the street I live in South Boston, there's a lot of families that live like next to the other's house. Literally.
Yeah.
Like, they have their mom and dad in their old house,
right,
and they're in the
mm-hmm.
new house.
Right.
So they can't spend Thanksgiving together, but they live next door.
I mean, here's a text. Wife and I drove from Florida to Rhode Island. Masks on. No big deal. We're done with it.
Hmm. Yeah, I would think most people are probably going to treat it like they would in the past. What you're probably not going to see, Greg, is those big gatherings where it's friends, where it's not just family
members. Friendsgiving.
Yeah, you're probably not going to get that. You'll probably just get, hey, we're just going to do a family thing.
This is Corey. What's up, Corey?
Hey, bud, how you doing? I'm up here living in Maine where we're locked down again.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, we can get up to $1,000 fine and jail time if we're caught out of the house and going to the house we're not supposed to be at.
Wait a minute. In Maine, it would be $1,000 fine and jail time if you're going to a house that's not where you live?
Yes, because you got to stay quarantined. You can't go to anyone else's house. And the governor is urging people to call 911 and report us.
What if you're delivering Allen's coffee brandy, the official drink of Maine, to your neighbors? Is that okay, Corey?
I don't know. I'm having a protest. So I'm going to protest the killing of a turkey, and we can have as many people as we want.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that how it's going right now?
Of course,
all right,
yes.
Corey.
Okay, yes.
I have some meetings going on.
Haven't heard that one yet.
Scarborough, hello. Maine. Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah, I just wanted to call back about the guy who was talking about all the people traveling. He's like, oh, I guess that's just the norm now. Well, people are dying. And he's, 99% survival rate, first of all. And you never see grandma and grandpa at the airport. And not to mention, oh, you get into an accident and die. Oh, we're going to label it COVID anyway. It's just the guy was like way off.
No, I think, but Mike, what do you think? You think most people are just going to stay home with their immediate family that lives there, or do you think that they're going to make an exception for Thanksgiving, like Curtis says?
Oh, they're definitely going to make an exception for Thanksgiving. Yeah. Definitely, without a doubt. Yeah. They're not afraid. They're not. They had enough. They're looking into the whole government thing and the way all that crap is going down. They're like, I had enough of this, this mixed messages, one person, the mayor can go out and eat dinner, but I can't. Oh, they'll screw him. I'm going out. I'm going to Thanksgiving,
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A couple Maine texters are correcting me. Allen's is apparently not the official number one drink of Maine anymore.
What? What is it?
I don't know. I don't know what's replaced it.
Son of a gun.
I just saw a tweet that Gavin Newsom rented out French Laundry for his whole family.
Because how many people really live, like when you think about like living together mm-hmm. and family, unless you're like you have young kids,
yeah.
Most people, their kids, whether their kids are in college, then out of the house, or if their kids are even older than that, then they have their own, houses that they live in. It's not like there's a ton of people that just can say, it's me, my wife, and, my three kids that are all under 15 years old.
But again,
bring them out. Like, look at that beautiful, beautiful bird.
I mean, when it comes to traveling, though, so 48 million people driving, a good percentage of those will be from here. Isn't there some kind of a violation? Like if you drive, like That's why we had to stop the in-person part of the Jingle All the Way 5K in December in New Hampshire, because both of my former governors had put restrictions in place, and there was concern that there would be all these Massachusetts license plates up there.
I think isn't Vermont the last state that's not red, where you have to quarantine 14 days?
I don't think Vermont can ever be red.
Oh, hold on a second. Ken Laird is on the phone. Ken?
Hello, this is Ken Laird.
Yes. What's up? What's up,
Ken? I'm really nervous. I just don't think anyone's doing anything right. I try to tell people every day, and no one's listening. Oh, God, please. Sometimes I feel glad that Wiggins got it, but then I feel sad for him.
That's true.
Is the situation, Ken, is the situation dire?
Dire. Dire straits, just like the song. I want to play it.
All right. Thank you, Ken. It'll be okay.
All right. Fantastic.
Seems like Ken was a little upset.
This is Steve from Plymouth. Hello, Steve.
Gentlemen, how are we? And ladies, Danielle.
Hello.
What's happening?
Hey, so listen, I think Chris, as much as I love to hear him on the radio and whatnot, yep. I think he's a little off base with this. I don't see this as a 70-30. I think the majority of people are doing the right thing. I think the majority of people are taking this seriously. For instance, my family, we normally have a large gathering. We've actually cut that down. We're doing three separate family gatherings because we're all conscious enough to make the right decision.
Yeah.
And I think anybody that's not doing that, you're looking at basically just creating more issues for everyone. And it's not about what you want for this holiday as much as it sucks. But it's about what's right and what needs to be done. And realistically, we can all go and enjoy a turkey. You just can't do it in a big group. And I think the majority of people are doing that, and they're doing it responsibly. And as long as you keep your groups under 10 people, we're doing 9 people.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a lot safer. It's going to be a lot better for everybody, and it's going to keep our kids in school. And that is the most important thing. The kids need to stay in school. And that is the bottom line. Yeah. If these kids can't go back to school, if they have to get shut down again, this is going to mess with their heads beyond anything. I don't know if you guys have kids,
but
this whole thing has been an absolute nightmare for children.
Yeah, and nobody thought about that. Nobody considered that.
And technically, he's doing it wrong because it shouldn't be 9 people. Aren't they saying you should only be having Thanksgiving with people that live in your house?
Yes. He's going to have people there that don't live in, unless he has 9 people living in his home.
I have big news. I have a poll up on this.
Yes.
Will you be abiding by the mask Thanksgiving COVID guidelines, only spending the day with immediate family tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
52% say no.
Huh.
Very close.
Yeah, that is close.
Dr. Boney would tell you that's selection bias.
Did you see the data yesterday on how much the first lockdown cost?
No. How much?
Want to guess?
How much it cost? $16
billion. $169 billion.
Holy bananas.
$169 billion.
Now, what did they factor into that number? Like what kinds of things?
Everything from a GDP point of view to a, you know, damage to the economy.
That's incredible.
You know, forfeiture on, you know, mortgage payments. It's all of that. $169 billion is what it costs.
And the thing I don't get, Greg, is why they would be saying, well, we're going to continue to kind of roll back and lock down, when I just saw a thing that they're going to be rolling out the first doses of the vaccine in what, at the first week or second week of December?
Yeah, December 11th, I think, is what they said.
Right, so shouldn't we be going the other direction, where once they start rolling it out, shouldn't we be loosening up the reins a little bit?
Yes, as long as you stay in your home, because you're a super spreader. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, everybody. How are you today?
What's up, Steve?
Morning.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
You too.
Well, we usually have about 25 people, but this year we scaled it down. And unfortunately, I'm sorry about, you know, what they're saying, but we got about 15. And it's at my daughter's house.
15?
My daughter and her husband are two. Yeah.
Oh,
my daughter, hers,
Two kids, me and my wife.
You're an absolute savage. You're a rule breaker.
Yeah, I am. I guess I am. But you know what? We've endured this since February, 9 months. We did everything they told us to do. We scaled it down, everything. And they knew there was going to be a surge. But, I mean, how much can you put up with it? And that other gentleman, Steve, goes on. He's right about the kids, because I have grandkids that are going to school. And this is devastation for the kids. They need to be socially involved with their peers. It's not good. And I understand what they're saying about spreading it. But if you do the right thing with the people you're with,
yeah,
you should be okay. And I know Ken doesn't agree with that, but that's just the way it is.
Don't eat any turkey from the communal plate. That was the guidance from our governor, Mary Lou Sutters. She's the governor, right? She's the one who runs everything?
Yes. So you can't have family-style dining with your family.
Like, you shouldn't do that.
She's the gravy czar.
She's the one who's in charge.
Greg is the gravy czar.
No,
the czar of sauce.
Yes, I am. All right. Coming up, Christian Fourier at 9:30. No more lockdown. Little van here.
No more government overreach. No more fascist bullies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.